Christians say they're combating persecution against believers in India. Ministry helps unite families in poverty-stricken Africa. And a Christian education program builds steam in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The long-awaited Supreme Court decision that would grant affirmative action rights to Dalit Christians has been postponed. Operation Mobilization's Peter Dance says,
"It keeps coming to the desk of the Supreme Court there in India. Every few months when it comes to their table, they keep delaying it, which is a delaying tactic, hoping that will go away. However, the Christians won't go away."
This is another blow to Dalit believers, as a commission denied the need for those benefits last month. The discrimination is compounded by anti-conversion legislation and physical abuse. Because of it, Dance says OM is helping nationals draw attention to it.
"We're actually taking various issues to court, challenging these laws and making sure the police follow through judicially to the abuse, be it murder, beating up, or otherwise violating people, particularly women."
Funding is needed. Go to our website. Next, in second and third world nations, the disabled are largely ignored. Because most are poor, they spend most of their lives inside their homes, immobile. Johnny and Friends Wheels for the World program collects used mobility devices like wheelchairs and other items, refurbishes and distributes them overseas. Wheels for the World volunteer Dana Croxton says they just had a successful distribution in Thailand.
"We distributed in four different cities. Over a two-week period, we distributed between 300 and 400 wheelchairs, plus some crutches and walkers and canes.
They're then fitted to each individual. It's then the miraculous happens," says Croxton.
"Most countries we go to, we're not allowed to, like, quote-unquote, evangelize. We work with local Christians who do that in an official venue as part of the distribution. But when you're actually working on a chair hands-on, somebody looks at you and says, 'Why?' That opens the door."
Funding, devices, and volunteers are needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. What follows is a heartbreaking story and a common one in the Congo, but one that has a positive ending. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says the Ntotila family's trying to heal after their two teenage daughters ran away from home and began living on the streets of Kinshasa. The family has since reunited, but there's still a lot to overcome, and ECM can help.
"They're still struggling, of course, with problems of poverty. Every Child Ministries could help them with sponsorships, which would help get the girls back in school and also help with their nutritional needs."
Rouster says it was the testimony of the street kids in their program that prompted the father to find his girls. Their survival often brings hope to others.
"In our programs, of course, with street children, we do share the gospel. So the children that were sharing their stories are children who have come to Christ through Every Child Ministries' Street Kids program."
And roughly half of Haiti is illiterate. That's despite the glut of religious schools all over the island nation. Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Goering says they made a strategic decision to focus on an initiative that would make the existing schools stronger. Enter a partnership with CRASH, the Christian Curriculum Consortium.
"Worldwide Christian Schools has decided not to help them build schools, which is what we're well known for. We decided the best thing we could do in Haiti was to actually develop a curriculum that would unite all these independent Christian schools under one common plan of education."
Uniting under an evangelical worldview. It's been well received, too.
"The initial run is 27,000 copies, but to service all the schools that are in Haiti, we would have to publish well into the hundreds of thousands of copies of this material just to be able to get it to the schools."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Call's reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns. Fresh arrangements making yesterday's favorites come alive for the next generation. Get your free CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.